Good morning. A clear and relatively cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many places waking up in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some patchy dense fog has formed in river valleys, but that should mix out during the morning as the sun gets higher in the sky, and temperatures will begin to rebound back through the 50s and into the 60s by mid to late morning. With high pressure in control, it'll be dry and mostly sunny throughout the day today across interior New York and New England, and high temperatures will reach on average into the mid-70s with comfortable humidity. That same high pressure will keep it dry and mostly clear tonight with lows back into the 50s. We'll see some clouds start to mix in with the sunshine on Friday as that high starts to drift off the eastern seaboard, and a return southwesterly wind flow will bring the humidity up just a tad. Temperatures will reach into the lower 80s for daytime highs. The same trend will continue into the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and higher humidity and a more summer-like feel on Saturday as highs reach into the mid 80s. The next front will slowly approach from the north and west during the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and will introduce the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs should reach back into the mid-80s once again. That front will sort of meander over top of us over the early part of next week, keeping a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level high located over the southwest is forecast to weaken somewhat over the next couple of days, which, along with a Pacific cold front, should lead to some moderation of temperatures, especially for the northwest and northern California. However, record highs are still forecast to be widespread across the desert southwest again today and tomorrow, along with a few potential records in the central Great Basin, central and southern Rockies, and southern High Plains. Fire danger is also a continued threat in the west with the hot and dry conditions. Elevated to critical risks of fire weather are in place from the Storm Prediction Center for portions of California, across the Great Basin and Northern Rockies for the next couple of days. Furthermore, scattered dry thunderstorms could produce lightning strikes that could ignite wildfires. Some areas of California and Colorado have air quality alerts in place due to smoke from the ongoing fires. On the other hand, much of the eastern half of the country will experience cooler than average temperatures due to persistent upper-level troughing. A stalled front interacting with tropical moisture should cause continued chances for showers and thunderstorms for much of the southeast, including Florida, as well as the mid-Atlantic through the end of the work week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under partly cloudy skies and 40 degrees with a northwest wind at 32 gusting to 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 44 degrees. In Albany this morning, clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 51, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 64, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 4.56 inches, which is 2.31 inches above normal, and 22.40 inches for the year, which is 2.54 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with more humidity Saturday in the mid-80s. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday and Tuesday, staying in the lower to mid-80s. And partly sunny on Wednesday with highs once again in the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.